Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Sai's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, my personal hero, role model, Sadguru, best friend and God. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and thank you for tuning in to Morning Glory on Thursday, September the 8th, 2016. You are tuned to Asia Stream on Radio Sai, coming to you from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is your host, Karuna, and since I am away from the studio this morning, I have pre-recorded this segment of Morning Glory with two brand new offerings for your inspiration. First of all, our Ganesh Chaturthi audio special. And secondly, an exclusive interview with the current chair of Zone 6, South Europe, who also happens to be the co-chair of Public Outreach Committee and a member of the media committee of the Satya Sai International Organization. Her name is Miss Alida Parks. But first, a quick update of the weather in the ashram. Current weather conditions call for a mix of sun and cloud with maximum temperatures of 32 degrees Celsius and overnight lows of 22 degrees Celsius. The weather office is calling for cloudy skies and a dose of rainfall on Saturday. And if you have been following us on RadioSai.org, you would have known how high the spirits are here in the Divine Valley, where we are celebrating with gusto the festival of Lord Ganesha, Vinayak Chaturthi, since Monday. The mandir is abuzz with exciting programs, and just yesterday evening, Every Sai Institute presented their Ganesha idol in the Sai Kulwant Hall to Lord Sai. And then the procession marched on for the immersion ceremony in the sacred waters. Our team here at Radio Sai was very active in putting together a great float with Lord Ganesha seated on a chariot that was being pulled by five of his favorite mice. The five mice signify the five senses that need to be kept under control by the intellect and the wisdom that their Lord Ganesha signifies. We hope you too celebrated the festival of Ganesh Chaturthi with much joy. Team Radio Sai wishes you Ganesha's choices, blessings and guidance in your path. And that, I guess, is pretty inevitable when you, dear sisters and brothers, are hot-wired to the sacred energy of Prashanti Nilayam, the supreme seat of truth, beauty and all things auspicious, coming to you through Thursday Live, all day long, every Thursday. Coming up on Morning Glory today, Radio Sai audio special for Ganesh Chaturthi, followed by my Triswit Divinity interview with Miss Alida Parks. We will conclude the segment with few of your favorite Radio Sai audio specials. One more piece of unfinished business is that last week, two more listeners got the answer to my question right, but I received their responses after my show was over. Mr. Pratap Makodia of Bhavnagar, Gujarat, and Mr. Sai Kishore Chikoti had the right answer, which is, it was Baba's grandfather, Sri Kundama Raju, who changed the name of Baba's mother from her birth name, Namagiri Amma, to Ishwaramba, well before the arrival of little Satya. Congratulations go out to Pratap Bhai and to Brother Sai Kishore. And now, dear listeners, my final request to you is a gentle reminder that we look forward to your feedback to today's content on Morning Glory. As always, please send in your thoughts, comments and suggestions regarding the audio special and the Triswit Divinity interview with Miss Alida Parks by email. You can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you for your company and please continue to stay tuned to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. And do stay well, keep seeking and enjoy the rest of the show I have lined up for you. Jai Sai Ram.
तेरे नाम को जिसने ध्याया उस पर रहती सुख छाया तेरी महिमा तू ही जाने शिव पार्वती के बालक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक तेरी छवि अति सुंदर सुखदायक तेरी छवि अति सुंदर सुखदायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome to Tryst with Divinity on Radio Sai. Today, we have with us Ms. Alida Parks of Italy. Ms. Parks currently serves the Sri Satya Sai International Organization as the chair of Zone 6 South Europe and also as the co-chair of the Public Outreach Committee, and she is a member of its Media Committee. Professionally, this is very interesting for us at Radio Sai, is the fact that Ms. Alida Parks is a communication specialist. She has graduated in modern languages and specialized in simultaneous and consecutive translation. She has worked as commercial and linguistic consultant, organizing exhibitions, conventions, trade meetings, and media events. She was also the founder and general manager of a media production company and was involved in producing television formats, documentaries, among other things. And she specialized in this media production business both in Italy and for the European Union. She is presently a freelance TV producer and general organizer of events. Given her Sai background and her professional experiences at Radio Sai, as you can imagine, we are very delighted to welcome her. Sairam Alida, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here to share my experience with Swami, and I hope to be able to satisfy your needs.
I'm sure Swami will determine that we accomplish that goal. Now, let's begin right at the beginning. What was the background that you came from in terms of cultural and spiritual background when you were drawn to Baba?
Well, actually, my mom was a Catholic, while my father was still Christian, but he was an Anglican church because he's British, while my mom was Italian. So I used to go half to the Catholic church and half to the Anglican mass. And so I had both views and ways of going. This is what I was born into. But then growing up, I was always looking for something. Since I was a teenager, I must say I was a sort of spiritual researcher. And so I was always looking here and there and everywhere for answers to my questions.
What were your questions? What sort of questions did you have?
But, you know, the usual question, who am I, where I'm going, why I'm here.
Okay.
Mainly, these are the three questions, and why I'm, you know, on this earth, on this planet right now, what is my task, what should I do? So these are mainly the questions that I, and so, you know, I was a bit of an alien when I was a teenager, because while my friends were fans of Beatles and Rolling Stones, I was a fan of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. And so I was, you know, I was not sure if I was the alien or what.
Or if they were abnormal.
Yeah. And so it happened that I was also always looking for these icons, you know, of spiritualities as my role models. And that's it.
I see. And under what circumstances and when were you drawn to Baba?
Well, actually, now I would say it's normal. But at the time, I can't really answer to this question because actually I was invited by a couple of friends to join them in a, let's say, spiritual trip to Rishikesh and Hardwar. And so they said, I know you are always on the spiritual search, so why don't you join us? Because we would like to go around the monasteries there. And then maybe we will end up the trip on the coast just to have a rest. And I said, okay, yes, I like that. I will always like India. I'm always, you know, pro-India. So I said,
which
yes.
Which year might that have been, Alida?
That was in it was in the
70s?
No, it was in the, I think it was 1990.
Around there, okay.
Yeah. I'm not good at dates. past is past,
yes.
And then I live in the present. Okay, so I did join them in this. Well, actually, before we left, one day I just woke up with this idea in my head, and I says, "Well, since I'm going for a spiritual trip," I told my friends, "but why don't we go and see Satya Sai Baba?" Which actually, I don't know why this name came out. I probably heard about him somewhere somehow. But I didn't really know much about it. And both of them said, oh, yes, that's a good idea. And because I heard about him, he could be a good, you know, to go and also see him. But we didn't have a clue where he was. And then it happened that I spoke with another person I knew, and I was telling her we're going to Rishikesh, and then we would like to go to Satya Sai Baba, but we don't really have an idea where to find him. And strangely enough, or not strangely enough, she was a Sai devotee. And she said, I know where he is. I'll come with you and I'll take you there. Right. So that's why it happened that I came to Prashanti. I stayed here just a couple of days, but good enough to realize that finally I found what I was looking for. Because the love, vibration and energy I felt the very first moment the Swami entered into the Mandir, it was so enveloping, so deep, so strong, that I really felt that this was home. And this love vibration was so strong that never left me since.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is a wow.
It is.
And it went on like that. Every time I came here to Prashanti, there was always an occasion where, you know, Swami brought me to tears for such a big love feeling I felt from him all the time. And if you want, I can give you an example.
Please do.
Sometimes he looks, you know, sometimes it's difficult to explain this love feeling, because it's very personal. Unless you really experience it yourself, it's difficult, you know, for people to understand it maybe. But there was one occasion, for instance, where Swami gathered all the Western ladies. He's in that period after a couple of years when I went back in the Mandir, and to donate to all Western ladies only some saris. So we were all put in a row, and Swami walked, you know, in front of each of us to give the sari. And there was a lady next to me, and when Swami came and gave the sari to her, she just said, "Thank you, Swami. Thank you very much." And he looked back to all the group in front of, next to her, to all of us, and he said, "No, don't thank me. It is my duty." But the way he said it, the love he put in his words and in his smile and in his face, I will never forget it. And I think we all came, you know, we started with tears coming down. The emotion was so big, I don't think I will ever forget that day. And so, as I said, this love is always, always with me. And this is one of the occasions. And every time someone says thanks to me for anything, the first thought that comes to me is my duty.
Yeah.
Because I will never forget the words he said.
Yeah. And we tend to all, at least I tend to say you're welcome, but the correct answer is, It's my duty.
So yeah.
No need to thank.
Because I will never forget his words and the way.
Imagine, an avatar has duty.
Yeah, exactly. And so that was one of the first things that really impressed me. And there was another occasion, I was at, a few years later, I must say, I was here for one of the world conferences, busy as usual, and very tired because I had many tasks. Could not sleep much at night, didn't have the time or the chance. So I was so tired that actually I had some fever and feverish, you know, and really exhausted. But in the morning I thought I would get up and go to Darshan all the same, just to get some more energy from Swami. And Swami walked in and he stopped in front of me. And obviously when you see Swami, you forget about everything. You know.
Your body consciousness. You
forget. So Swami asked me, "How are you?" And I says, "Oh, very well, Swami." And he looked at me, no, you are very, very tired. And then take this. And so he gave me some vibhuti to take. And then I felt obviously much better. So, you know, he always takes care of you when you really need it. And I felt this always here in Prashanti, but also back home. I have many experiences where Swami showed that he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, really I'm so grateful for all the love he showered on me.
I'll come back to you to ask you to share a few more of your interactions with him. But you really touched a very sensitive nerve when you said that Baba taught you that when you said thank you, it's my duty. Now, duty is sometimes we equate it with dharma. We are all bound to do our duty as human beings. And you perform quite a duty because you are the chair of Zone 6 South Europe. And you're also the co-chair of the Public Outreach Committee of the International Psi Organization. So speaking of your duty, what exactly does it involve? And because this is not a paid position, people don't realize how seriously Baba's devotees take their duty and they perform it as their life's mission. So we would love to learn about what you do and how you do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, what exactly I do? Well, it's not easy that to say. But anyway, in regard to zone chairs, I just try to help and support the countries that are in my zone, well, with whatever needs they might have.
And what are these countries? Which are these countries?
These countries are, there are two regions, and just to count them quickly, I don't want to forget anyone. Okay. It's Spain, Switzerland, Greece, Italy, France, Croatia, Slovenia, Bosnia, Serbia, Macedonia, and Israel, and I think I didn't forget Montenegro, and I think that's all. I think I covered them all, but now it's difficult for me to. I hope I didn't forget anyone.
There's quite a mix, culturally, yeah. Politically.
Yes, it is. So that's why it's not very easy, because each one has a different culture and tradition.
Yes.
And
history.
And history, especially
very
history.
Distinct.
Yeah, very distinct. But fortunately, we are all gathered together by Swami's love. So somehow we managed to get together and solve whatever issue we might have or any challenge we might have to face.
Hmm. Alida, what's the Psi movement like in these countries? It would be nice for our listeners to have an idea.
What do you mean, what it is like in
do
what
sense? Do you have regular satsangs? Do you have SSC classes?
Yes.
Medical camps? Seva, if you can give us a little
peek. We do, practically all centers meet twice a week. And in the centers they have their spiritual session and educational and service. We don't have actually medical camps, because in most of our countries this is taken care of by the government. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot of service activities. Right now, for instance, you might have heard that we have many refugees coming especially to Greece and Italy. So now most of our service activities are devoted to this area. And
refugees from Libya and?
Yes.
From Syria
yes,
and
from
Iraq.
All different places. Mm-hmm. And so this is an emergency we have to face now. And otherwise we go and serve whoever needs. Although some of our countries are richer than others. Mm-hmm. For instance, the Balkans countries have more difficulties. Mm-hmm. But I must say that now all our countries have a sort of difficulties, because the economical situation now is not so good. So we always take care of our members also, not only of the community outside, because sometimes even our members might have some difficulties, so we try to look after them as well. And then we have an institute in South Europe, Psi Education Institute, so we are always engaged in education seminar for teachers. And then just lately we had EHV conference for managers outside the organization. So we try to keep busy and to do the best we can to disseminate Psi message.
Mm-hmm. Now, you spoke of these two mainstream initiatives where you had EHV conference for outside corporate managers, and that you have an Institute of Satya Sai Education, which I'm assuming trains teachers from outside schools.
Yeah.
How do you introduce Swami's EHV to these people who do not necessarily know about him the way we see Swami and are not aware of his divinity? So can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, sometimes in many of our countries it's not difficult to bring forth Swami's name and form because of many reasons, religious reasons and so on. But what we do is we bring forth his message, which is universal, mm-hmm, and neutral, undisputable by anyone, because human values cannot be argued. I mean, they are universal values. So usually we start with those. We start with love in action by serving the people of the community. We start with human values to the schools. And then when the program proves itself to be efficient,
yes,
and effective, yes, and they ask for some more. And then if they ask where it comes from, we tell them where it comes from.
I see. That is the approach. Okay, I'm going to backtrack a bit because you have, I know, I've seen it myself. You've been so intimately involved in many of the things that happen in the ashram. And Swami has interacted with you so very many times. And I do respect the fact that you're very private with your experiences. But there are so many lessons that these interactions with Baba hold for the rest of us. So I'm sure you can share something that we can all learn from, like the one you spoke of.
Well, one experience I had at the beginning, which quite impressed me, it was one in the first years I met Swami. And he regards really my daughter in a way, because she's a devotee as well now. But at the beginning, obviously, my family, they were a little bit, you know, they didn't feel the same because they didn't have the same experience I had. So I remember that one day my daughter was very happy because she managed to get the driving license. And for a young girl, this was, you know, very important. But at the same day in the afternoon, she called me and she was crying, the phone desperate. And I said, "What's going on? What's happened?" And she said, "Mom, I lost the wallet with my driving license. What am I going to do now? And also Swami Spichuk was there, but I lost it." And I said, "Well, it's not Swami's fault if you lost your driving license, that's for sure." And so but she was crying. But they asked, at least if Swami would give me this grace to, you know, find my driving license. You know, I know it's a silly thing because a driving license, you can get another one very soon. But for her, that moment was, the worst thing that could have happened to her. And so she said this funny thing, Swami could give me a grace, you know, to find it. Because it's not what you usually use that word.
In a moment of desperation.
Yes, because she would never use that word. And she repeated again and it says, "I prayed Swami to give me this grace, but nothing happened. Why don't you pray Swami to give me this grace? Because he will answer you, you know, he will listen to you." I said, "Listen, Swami listens to me as he listens to you." But anyhow, so I was there sitting in my puja and I was saying to Swami, "I know this is a very silly question to ask, but, because I always thought Swami had other things rather than look for a driving license. But I said, Swami, this is not for the driving license, but I'm sure that if you could somehow help in this situation, probably my daughter would start to believe more in you, and this would make me very, very happy, you know, so because she will go through a spiritual path, and she will listen to all your teachings and so on." I didn't even finish the sentence that the phone rang, and I said, "Oh gosh, now who's disturbing me, while I'm talking to Swami?" And I picked up the phone, and on the other side I heard a strange voice, and he said, "Is this the house of Sheila?" And I said, "Yes." "Okay, because I'm the priest, and I found on the altar a wallet."
Ooh.
"With the documents and the driving license of this person." For a moment I thought it was a joke, that my, daughter was making a joke or something. And then I said, "Oh." And I kept quiet because I was really taken aback. And then he said, "Are you there?" "Yes, yes, I am there." He says, "Well, if you ask," I said, "She's my daughter. Well, if you ask her to come and pick it up, I will give it to her." And I said, "But where are you?" And he says, I'm the priest of the church, St. Mary of the Three Graces." The Three Graces. And she repeated three times the word grace. I was shocked. Really, I was speechless.
What synchronicity.
I was really speechless. And it happened 5 minutes after her phone call. And so all I could do when I put the phone down is, "Thanks, Swami. Swami, I thank you very much." And so I called her and I said, "Where you're talking about graces," I said, which is an unusual word for you. "Do you know where your wallet is?" When I told her, she couldn't believe it. And I said, "No, you're joking." She said, "I'm not. Go and get it." And she started, you know, crying like I don't know what. From that day, she really took seriously Swami and not, you know, as a joke.
And had she been to the church prior to losing her license?
No, she was not even near.
It just appeared on the altar.
Yeah, it was. She was exactly in the opposite side of the town, and she didn't have a clue where that place was. So she could not be near it, not in that area.
Who was prompting those words in her mouth, who was picking her vocabulary, who was orchestrating the
these are the things
placement that, of the wallet on the altar of the church.
Yeah, these are the things that happens with Swami. So you understand that His love, it doesn't matter if you're here, you are back home, He's always with you. And whenever you ask something to Him, Swami will not always give you what you want, but I'm positive He will give you what you need.
Well said.
So she didn't need a driving license, that's for sure. What she needed was reassurance, and she needed, you know, to know there was someone looking after her. And so that's what is really important.
That is right. And I'm sure you've had many interactions in person also with Swami.
Yes. There was one in particular, because I'm a good organizer, but I'm not particularly good in remembering things or memorizing things. And because, you know, I don't pay attention to that. And Swami knows, obviously. He always knows everything about us. So every time He used to address me, it would be very, very short and very, very to the point, because He knows that I grasp, you know, the few points, and then I ruminate, elaborate them, and I don't take anything for granted. Whatever He says for me is, you know, it has to be followed somehow. So I always try to be sure that whatever He tells me, I keep in mind and I put into practice. And one occasion, he acted really strangely, and because he said, he came to me all at once and he said, "Remember, love God, fear sin, practice morality in society." I looked at him, I said, "Okay." And then he patted strongly on my head and he said it twice. "Remember, love God, fear sin, practice morality in society." And then I said, "Yes, Swami, okay." And he says, "Repeat." No, like a teacher. So because he really wanted me to keep it in my mind. And from that time, besides the fact I elaborated on that and ruminated, and so I said, well, that's something I have to do, because he was really
so strong
and really wanted me to keep it in my head. And so from that day, whatever Swami said to me or whatever I grasped, I always try to stick to it. So I don't take for granted whatever Swami says, even in the discourses, because I say, if He says it, it means it has a meaning. So let's not read and listen and then, you know, forget about it. So in several occasions, He gave some directions like that, and I always try to follow it. And my only worry is not to be up to His expectations. That's what always, my main worry in my life. That is the reason why once I have decided to dedicate myself to His mission, His divine missions, then nothing will stop me. There's nothing that can stop me. I promised Swami I would, and I will keep my word. My only worry is that I might not be up to His expectations.
You know, this important lesson that you spoke of, love for God, fear of sin, and morality in society, that He taught you so strongly. How do you understand it in light of the fact that social fabrics everywhere, whether it's in Italy or other parts of your zone or in India, they're just breaking down? Whether it's the values, family values, or any other institutions that were held so sacred maybe a century ago. Everything is very compromisable these days.
It is, but I think that we have to start with our example. We are Sai instruments. He has selected us. He has instructed us. He has prepared us. And I think we are the one that can make the change. And so if we are a big force worldwide. if we would all put in practice his teachings and follow them, we will really be able to change things, because we have everyday contact with many people, and they will see, they can see in you a difference, you know, the way you speak, the way you act, the way you behave. And so, and then I must say that it's true what you just said, but this is generally happens, but I don't think the majority of people are like that. The problem is that the minority of people that are like are the one who are somehow conditioning and running this planet. But I think that the population is not like that. I think within most of the people I know, even if they are not Sai devotees, mm-hmm. there is a spiritual life within them, and they are good people and nice people, and they like things to be changed. And so I think we just have to get together. That's why I think it's important to disseminate Sai message, so that we can gather all these people with us and together really make the change that the world needs to, you know, to live a better life, mm-hmm. especially the youth. I count very much on the youth. Sai youth.
And you saw what a force they are to reckon with at the recently concluded World Youth Festival 2016. We saw what a force of nature they are.
Right.
Because of what they brought to us, to Prashanthi Nilayam. Everybody's spirits were so lifted up by seeing this enormous outburst of positive energy that came with the youth of Bharat and the youth of the world, who right. are all Swami's instruments. It gives you such an assurance, doesn't it?
Yes, for us, I mean, now we are getting old, and maybe we won't have much the opportunity to do much, but everything is in their hands. So that's why I count very much on our youth, yes. because youth can change youth.
Exactly.
And so an elder cannot change a youth. They won't listen. You know, youth don't listen to elders.
Yes. But Sai youth
has always been like that. But they would listen to youth like them.
Yes, and our Sai youth are amazing.
Right, and they can be very contagious.
Yes.
And so
even positivity can be very contagious.
Is that what I'm saying? Mm. Positivity can be even more contagious.
Just, yes.
And so I really believe they are our force, our energy, and I count very much on their willingness to bring forth Sai message. And I believe they can make the change and be the change. And so I count very much on them.
Hmm. Very nice. So, Alida, in the course of your work, you deal with many people. And you're frequently found in the ashram. You're always busy as a bee. If you're not cooking, you're baking, decorating cakes, walking, carrying big baskets into the mandir. We see you all the time buzzing around with activity. While doing so many different things, I'm sure you deal with many different personalities and different people. If there is a difficult person in your path who's not very easy to connect with and relate to, how do you deal with that person or those persons?
Well, first of all, because Swami says that he's in every person we meet.
Yes.
This is important. I always try to see him in every person I meet. And even sometimes when I have to face a difficult situation and I don't know what to do, so to solve it, I start to think, well, if Swami says he is in every person I meet, he might even be in this person here. And maybe it's just testing me, you know, to find out how I react to it. And so I behave as if I had Swami in front of me. And I recall an interview where I was somehow not complaining, because I would never complain to Swami about anything, but I was asking to do a film, and I had a film on him, and I had a difficulty to get permission to do so. So I said, Swami, I would like to make a film on you, but I have difficulty to get permission to do it. And it was quite funny, because he stood up from the chair, he put his hands on the hips, and he said, I am the boss here. If I tell you to do something, or that you can do something, you will do it. And so, you know, it was funny the way he did it. All the people around me laughed. But I took it very seriously. I didn't feel like laughing, you know, because in a way he was scolding me because he said, do you doubt that if I tell you to do something, if I give you permission to do a thing, don't worry, you will make your film. And on the other hand, I thought, okay, he said he's the boss, which is quite unusual because I don't think the Swami very often says that I'm the boss.
I never heard him say that word.
I don't think everyone was surprised of that reaction. And this made me think, yes, he is the boss. So whatever happens around us, actually I think he is the, you know, architect of all this and we are just, you know, working on. So even when I'm facing difficulties, I realize now that I have to, because I have to overcome something within me, maybe in my character, in my ways, I have to change something. It's always to improve myself or to change myself. So I think that we have to be very careful with what Swami is telling us and what Swami is teaching us. And we have, if we have decided to become, you know, his messengers in the mm-hmm. world, we really have to do what we are told in a way. So for me, the boss is the boss. Whatever the boss says, the boss
knows.
We have to follow it.
Yes. And he's our boss in Radio Sai too, always seated on the throne right
so
here.
So for me, Swami is the boss, and I will always try to do and please and be up to the expectation of my boss.
Very nice, Alida. Now, my final question to you is, you are working ahead, you know, charging ahead with your duties, even after 5 years or 6 years after Mahasamadhi. Has not the Mahasamadhi changed anything for you? Or if it has, what is it?
No, it hasn't changed at all. I must say I was never very much, I mean, we all attached to Swami, obviously, but I was not very much attached to his physical form. I was very much attached to his love. And this won't change. Actually, I think it is even greater and bigger now. And it will not change at all. I mean, if I would think that by leaving his physical body, something would change, I would not be here and I would not have come here. What I was attracted from was Swami love. That will never end and that will always be with me. And I will not give up. So there's no other guru for me. I found my way. I found my guru. I found my everything. And I will follow it until I will be on this earth, in this life. This will not change, not at all.
Now, if you have a moment of doubt initially, if let's say whether it's a personal matter or a matter related to your organizational duties, earlier you had the opportunity to ask Swami in the darshan line or in the interview room. Today, when you need his guidance, where do you turn to?
Well, Swami said to me that to listen to my inner voice, what I had to do is repeat Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram. So I just go and sit and sit with Swami. I just stay there with him, talk to him, and then somehow whatever has to come, the answer will come. Mm-hmm. I don't need to anything else. He's always with me. He's always been when he was in a physical body and when he's not. Nothing has changed, absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. Alida Parks, your final thoughts for the listeners of Radio Sai.
I wish to Radio Sai to continue with your good job to try to disseminate Swami's love through the interviews and the devotees and members you are interviewing, and I wish you all the best in this mission you also have for Sai.
Thank you so much. What an honor to have had you on Tris with Divinity. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I hope that I've been up also in this occasion to Swami's expectations, and I hope that I can. And what Swami once told me, I will tell you.
Please.
Be peaceful and happy.
And we wish all our listeners also to take that message to heart as much as we need to take it ourselves, to be peaceful and to be happy.
Happy, as Swami wants us to be.
Exactly. Thank you, and Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. from 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Thank you. कृपावंत हो प्रभु गुण ग्राहक जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
गुरु मेरा पार ब्रह्म गुरु भगवन Vaheguru, Vaheguru ji bolo.
Vaheguru, Vaheguru, Vaheguru ji bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo.
Nit nit japiye tere naam ji bolo.
Nit nit japiye tere naam ji bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo.
Ram, 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 Ram.
Krishna, 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 Krishna ji bolo.
Nitya nitya japiye Krishna naam ji bolo.
Nitya nitya japiye Krishna naam ji bolo.
Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai.
Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai.
Radha Raman Hari Govind jai jai.
Radha Raman Hari Govind jai jai.
Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai.
Govind jai jai Gopal jai.
Bye. बहिर्गतायां व्रजनायिकायां भूत्वा यथेष्टं कपटेन सुप्तं बालं मुकुन्दं मनसा स्मरामि
ba 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 dari dari da pada baba gaba dari 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 da pada baba dari dari da pada baba ida baba gaba dari 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 da pada baba dari dari da ni da baba dari gaba dari 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 da pada baba dari dari da pada baba dari da baba dari da kaba stambha sutramu bharatvajas gotramu ಅಪಸ್ತಂಭ ಸೂತ್ರಮು ಭಾರದ್ವಾಜಸ ಗೋತ್ರಮು ಸಕಲ ದೇವತಾರೂಪಮು ರತ್ನಾಕರ ವಂಶಮು ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬನು ನೀವು ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬ ಅನು ನೀವು ಜೀವುಲ ಪ್ರೋಚೆ ದೇವುಡು ನೀವು ಬರ್ತಿಲೋ ಎಲ್ಲ ಜೀವನ ತನವಲೇ ಚೋರು
मुसलमान धर्म सब ही
हाजी
एक समान
हाजी
धर्म सब ही
हाजी
एक समान
हाजी
सिख ईसाई हिंदू मुसलमान सिख ईसाई हिंदू मुसलमान
बोलिए बोलिए जी बुद्ध राष्ट्र महावीर नाम
बोलिए बोलिए जी बुद्ध राष्ट्र महावीर नाम सिख ईसाई हिंदू मुसलमान सिख ईसाई हिंदू मुसलमान
प्रेम धर्म ही एक देखो
सिख ईसाई हिंदू मुसलमान सिख ईसाई हिंदू मुसलमान साईं के दरबार
जाती है वो मानवता की जाति हमारी समता समग्रता समैक्यता सौभ्रातृत्व
परम ना उच्च नीच का
जी तेरे दर पे आए वो सभी एक हो जाए
वो सभी एक हो जाए वो सभी एक हो जाए न जात पात का न भेद यहाँ न उच्च नीच का न मर्म यहाँ न जात पात का न भेद यहाँ न उच्च नीच का न मर्म यहाँ
आशा हमारी एक हृदय की
मनो यानो मनो
परंपरा पुरानी बदल गई है आज
काली घटा छाई है कलयुग की आज काली घटा छाई है कलयुग की आज काली घटा छाई है कलयुग की आज
मगर इस घन घोर अंधेरे में ये के धर से उठी है
मानो यानो मानो आकर देखो जानो
मानो यानो मानो आकर देखो जानो साईं के दरबार में आओ जी आओ सुन लो साईं के दरबार में आओ जी आओ सुन लो साईं के दरबार में सुन लो साईं के दरबार में
आओ जी आओ सुन लो
नमस्कार
बार।